Okay, we are back here at WGXC, and I am happy to have on with me today Jonathan Gross. And Jonathan Gross is, I have him on the program today to talk about an event that he is involved with, the Mountaintop Opioid Prevention Recovery Forum, and they're going to have a film and a panel discussion. Jonathan, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Jonathan. Okay, thank you for showing up and coming on the program with us. I appreciate that. Why don't you give us a little heads up with what you are putting on here and what the concerns are and so forth and so on, if you could go with that.
Sure. Well, hey, thanks a lot for having me on. My name is Jonathan Gross, and I'm a member of the Mountaintop Progressives. And we are one of the sponsors of the Opioid Prevention and Recovery Forum, which is going to be held tomorrow night, that's Wednesday, at 6 p.m. in the Center Church in Windham, New York, starting at 6. So although I'm a Mountaintop Progressive, this is a totally and completely nonpartisan effort. There's a serious problem in rural communities in the United States. Opioid addiction is, it's merciless, and it's deadly, and it's in our backyard. And so what has inspired all of us that are working on this is that we believe that if we're unified, in the belief that we can work together as a community, then the greater good comes out. And so the purpose of the forum tomorrow night is to kind of marry the many agencies that are coming to speak along with local, all the local citizens that will be attending. What we hope to accomplish is the following. There'll be a bunch of incredibly and amazing speakers, and I'll go over that list in a second, but there will be a panel that will be discussing the opioid crisis. From that panel discussion, those of us that are in the audience will learn more about prevention, more about treatment, and more about recovery. Once the forum is over, that's really just the beginning. We hope that the people that are there will volunteer and sign up and help the agencies that are working in rural communities to enhance their efforts. So they're working hard in rural communities, but they need help. And the way to get that help is to have more volunteers. And so hopefully we'll come to this program, we'll all be inspired, we'll sign up, and we'll work with the agencies that are already here on the front line doing the real hard work.
Okay, Jonathan, I wanted to stop you there for a second because I wanted to get out there some statistics about the problem that we're talking about now, that drug overdose is the leading cause of accidental death in the U.S. with 52,404 lethal drug overdoses in 2015 alone. Opioid addiction is driving this epidemic with 20,101 overdose deaths related to prescription pain relievers and 12,990 overdose deaths related to heroin in 2015. Those are astronomical figures that are out there. I mean, it's the leading cause of accidental death in the U.S. That's a big problem.
Yes. And, Pete, some additional information. Greene County has the third highest rate of death due to opioid overdoses in New York State. Greene County has the second highest death rate due to heroin overdoses in the United States. Opioid poisonings in rural counties are increasing at over three times the rate that they are in urban counties. So, you know, the national statistics are mind-blowing. The local statistics even more disturbing. So, you know, as you said, the national, it's not only an epidemic, it's a pandemic, and it's a war that we're all fighting, but at this point, the fight has just begun, and it really starts at a local level, and that's what we're trying to accomplish with the forum.
Yep. So tell us a little bit about the forum, then, that you're doing, the film and panel discussion. What will, I mean, I've been to the library, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and they were having a discussion about, I think it's Narcan, is that the one that you inject for people that are having overdoses? Am I speaking correctly?
Well, Narcan isn't injected. It is actually a nasal spray.
That's it. That's so it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And just to get back to your original point, the forum will be offering a Narcan training at the end of the forum. So we're going to start at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
We're going to have a film. We're going to have a panel discussion of experts. And if you'll allow me a minute or so, I'll tell you who's coming. It's kind of an all-star cast of speakers from around the county and the state. After that, there will be a question and answer period. After that, there will be a time for people to get literature from the agencies that are there. And then at 8:15, there'll be a Narcan training. So Narcan is it's an incredible drug that actually blocks the neuroreceptors that opioids bind to. So opioids bind to these neuroreceptors in the brain and the spinal cord. They disrupt pain signals and they release dopamine. That's, you know, nobody is taking opioids. It's not a party drug. You become addicted. And what Narcan does is it reverses almost immediately the effects on those neuroreceptors, which when you do take when you're having an overdose, it's your respiratory system and your heart is compromised. That's why death occurs.
Right.
The Narcan will reverse that. I've taken the training. It takes an hour. You receive a kit. Good Samaritan laws cover you. You're trained to see what an overdose looks like. And if you're over 16 years of age, you can get a kit. You put it in your car, in your backpack, and you've got it. The Surgeon General has requested that all Americans take the Narcan training. So this is a start, and we strongly suggest that if you can, we'd like you to pre-register. But even if you can't, just come to the forum, stay for the Narcan training.
Right. So what brought you into this field? What is this to you as far as why are you here now with this?
Well, I fell in love with the mountains. I've been coming up for years. I met my wife here, fell in love with my wife. We got married. We've been coming up for 20 years. I teach skiing at the Adaptive Sports Foundation, and so I got a chance to meet people on the mountaintop, and I fell in love with the mountain. It's beautiful, and I fell in love with all of the people here, and it just seemed to us that there was a problem, an opioid problem, and I'm not an expert. I'm actually a good example of somebody that knows very little, that I just decided to, you know, to take something on along with other people. So I have no formal training. I like to organize things. I'm part of Mountaintop Progressives. That's one of the things we do. Although, as I said, this is nonpartisan. Everybody is invited. And I'm just a kind of a regular guy that got involved just like anybody else can. Mostly it's because if you live up here in a rural community, you feel like you're part of a family, and people that are part of a family take care of their own, and there's a problem. That's why.
That's so true, and that was pretty elegant the way that you said that. I believe that that's how we are going to solve the problem, or at least tame it as best we can, is when people get involved. And this is a great way to get involved by going to the what you are putting on now, the Mountaintop Opioid Prevention Recovery Forum. And it gives a platform for people to talk about or ask the questions, like you said, and to learn about and to be educated, because there are a lot of different facets to this that it doesn't just affect the person doing the drugs, but it affects all the people surrounding that person, the family members, the friends, the community. And it is rampant. It's rampant in Greene and Columbia County. I've seen it time and time again, and it just seems that which is heartbreaking. It gets so young. I see so many young people that get into this, and it's devastating. It's such a devastating drug to be involved with, and we need the adults. We need even the kids getting involved that can explain and kind of educate and let people know. I mean, I read off those statistics. Those are devastating. Go ahead.
Here's another one for you. I'm sorry to interrupt, Pete, but you mentioned kids. 56,000 kids from 12 to 17 in New York State have either experimented or using prescription drugs. We are encouraging young people to come to this forum. We have a number of different high school kids that are coming. They're going to take the training. They're going to be ushers. We're hoping to invite those people because you're right. That's where the future of combating this epidemic lies. It's with them. And if I have another moment, Pete, I'll just quickly, if it's okay with you, tell you who's going to be on the panel. That might be interesting. And then I think I've said everything.
Definitely. I would like to hear who's going to be on the panel.
So there's going to be six people on the panel. Beth Schuster is the executive director of Twin County Recovery Services, along with Paula Quiello, who's been my mentor and spiritual guide. As I said, I know very little, and she's helped me all along.
Right.
So Twin County Recovery will be here. Maggie Graham, who is the executive director of Green County Mental Health, will be a speaker. Stephanie Campbell, who is the director of Friends of Recovery in New York, will be here. Chief Peter Volkman who is the head of Chatham Police Department and a program called Chatham Cares for You, which is an amazing law enforcement protocol for dealing with addiction. It's quite amazing. He'll be speaking. We're going to have the head of the EMT in Greene County, first responders, Rick, who will be speaking as well, and one young person who is in recovery. So it is an all-star cast, and a lot of people will have questions, which we hope will be covered. Again, it is prevention, treatment, and recovery, and that's what we're hoping to cover, and then a marriage of local people working with agencies that are already on the front lines doing the hard work.
Well, that is so true. Thank you very much. And was there anything else you needed to add, or are we pretty good with
Well, we're good. I will give my email address. If you want to sign up for the Narcon training, that's helpful. But if you can't get to me, just show up. We're going to have 50 kits there, and I hope we'll have enough. So, but if you can sign up or have any questions, want to participate, my name is Jonathan Gross, and can I give my phone number out?
Yeah, give everything out. Give all the information out, the contact information.
You can call me. My phone number is 914-523-3766, and my email address is jonathangross25@gmail. That's jonathangross 25@gmail.com. And I hope you all come. I think it's going to be a real cool event.
Well, we'll try to get that linked up to the WGXC website so we can keep sure that we get that out there, because it is very important. What you're doing is a great thing, and I applaud you for that, because, like I said, it's the leading accidental deaths, and it's just a terrible thing that's happening in our community, and we can't ignore it. We need to be a part of it to figure out the solution to it, and I think you're a part of that solution, and I applaud you for that.
Well, me and a lot of other people.
Yep.
But thank you, Pete, very much for giving us the time. Appreciate it.
Okay, so we'll go over that one more time. It's Wednesday, May 16th at 6 o'clock at the Wyndham Civic Center at 5379 New York 23, and it's in Wyndham. So yes, thank you, Jonathan, and maybe we'll be talking to you some other time if we have some more information. Okay,
I hope we do. Thanks very much, Pete. Thanks again.
Enjoy your day.